Neck Scarf. Written by Toes Taste Good and read by Eos Rose. Arthur doesn't stop looking at it all morning, the green material tied around Merlin's neck to obscure all that pale skin. Before today, it has been incidental, but he notices that Merlin has tied it a little tighter, a little firmer than usual. It's hard not to smirk when he knows the reason. Hidden beneath that scarf is his calling card, possessive bite marks that he hadn't been able to prevent himself from leaving behind. Merlin does things to him. He clouds up his head and makes it thoroughly impossible to think clearly once they're alone together. It's infuriating. "Your scarf looks ridiculous, Merlin," he scolds, reaching out to pull it down an inch or two. Instantly, he spots the harsh mark that his teeth had left behind and feels that constant lust surge again from the sight. "I thought people might start asking questions," Merlin says, catching his gaze and holding it fearlessly as he nudges the scarf back up his neck once more. He truly is the most frustrating manservant that Arthur has ever had, and he loves the thrill that that gives him. "Just a precaution, sire." "We don't need precautions." He reaches for Merlin's neck again, rearranging the scarf and allowing his fingers to linger against Merlin's hot, tempting skin, wishing he had more time. God, he's going to be distracted all through training now. That's for certain. "I'm sure you can come up with an excuse for anyone who asks." Merlin's eyes narrow, but Arthur is already turning around to leave. "If I end up in the stocks again, Arthur, you owe me," Merlin calls out after him. Arthur's response is nothing but a smug smile. He likes the idea of owing Merlin so very much. The end.